Rabbi Yisrael Rose.
When a person goes away on holiday and he goes to a house, he can have a front garden, a back garden, whatever it is, and he looks there, looks around, and he looks to him that it's quite enclosed, it looks like there's a lot of mechitzas. He doesn't see necessarily any reason why he shouldn't be able to carry. But the emes is that there can be certain issues, and the emes it can be quite problematic without him realizing why really it could be a place where he's not allowed to carry. So I just want to point out a few of the possible problems that there can be with carrying, or few of the why it could be problematic carrying in such a place. Let's start from the beginning. Min HaTorah, a person is allowed to carry in any place which is not a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim has got its criteria, what makes a Rishus HaRabim 16 Amos or Shishim Ribui, whatever the criteria of Rishus HaRabim is, as long as it's not a Rishus HaRabim, he's allowed to carry Min HaTorah. Midrabanan, even if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, let's say it's not 16 Amos wide, he's still not allowed to carry there because it's got a Torah, it's called a caramelist. And a caramelist, a person is not allowed to carry in a caramelist, which is a new concept, Rabbanon, that any place which is not a Rosh HaSarabim is still can be a caramelist, and it's also to carry there. What does one need in order to be able to carry? So it has to be a Rosh HaSayochit. So Min HaTorah, as long as it's not a Rosh HaSarabim, is allowed to carry there. And Midrabanan, it has to be that it's a Rosh HaSayochit in order to be able to carry there. What's a Rishus HaYachid? Rishus HaYachid doesn't mean a Rishus belonging to a private person. That's not what Rishus HaYachid means. Rishus HaYachid means a Rishus which is enclosed, which is a private place. That's what Rishus HaYachid means. That's what Akaponim, the Rishus HaYachid which we're referring to for Hilchus Shabbos, is a Rishus which is enclosed, which is private. How many mechitzas does one need to have in order to make a Rishus HaYachid? So, Min HaTorah, if one has two mechitzas and a lechi, according to a lot of Rishonim, that is a Rosh HaSayochid Min HaTorah. All you need to have is two mechitzas on either side, and a lechi in the middle. A lechi is a small mechitza and two proper mechitzas, and then it's a Rosh HaSayochid, and that would be sufficient. Be'etzem Min HaTorah. Midra Bonon, Chazal came along and said that's not enough to make it into Rosh HaSayochid. We're not allowed to carry in such a place. The reason is because of Gezeira Dilma Osilich Lufi Rosh HaSarabim, you can get mixed up with Rosh HaSarabim. So Chazal said that's not enough, we need much more to make it look like it's an enclosed area. How many mechitzas do you need? So Chazal firstly said that the third Ruach Alechi, that we're not happy with. We need to have three proper mechitzas. And besides for that, they also said that on the fourth Ruach, you have to have some sort of tikkun, some sort of small mechitza, a heka, or something on the fourth side. What exactly is it? So it could be a lechi, it could be a koira, it could be a pastalad. It's different, depends on the depends exactly what it is, whether it's a movoi, whether it's a chotz, it depends on different things. But agaponim, in the fourth side, you need to have some sort of tikkun on the fourth side. So midrabonim, what do you need? You need to have three ruchis, mechitzas on three sides. And besides that, on the fourth side, you also have to have a tikkun. On the three ruchas that you need to have mechitzas, so the Mishnah says in Erevin, that you don't need to have oimed along the whole ruach. You can have entrances in that mechitza. You can have entrances in that ruach. As long as it's oimed meruba laparutz, then have a oimed. What's called oimed? Oimed meruba laparutz means you've got roiv oimed, then have a oimed, and that is considered a good mechitza. Pashas is with the klal of Rubei Kekuloi. Upon if you've got Roiv Oimed, that's enough to be able to consider that this whole Ruach is mukaf from everything outside. So, if a person looks around, and he's got Roiv on three sides, let's leave the fourth side for the minute, he's got Roiv on three sides, so he could think to himself, I'm allowed to carry there, no problem, I've got Roiv on three sides, I can carry there. Roiv, I'm talking about Roiv on each individual side, and he thinks that he can carry that. Novos, Avada, everyone knows that if it's more than 10 Amos, that would be a problem, because that's very easy to see. More than 10 Amos is not difficult to see. 10 Amos is, Shir Chaim Noah, is 4 meters 80 altogether. We normally say that if you can fit two cars side by side next to each other, that's not roughly 10 amas, Shir Chaim Noah. So most driveways in Manchester are not 10 amas wide. Most of them can't fit two cars next to each other, side by side. So the size of the driveway is not 10 amas. So it's quite a large area. So Akapamim, if he doesn't have entrances, any holes of more than 10 amas, then Lechoira, he's okay. Lechoira, he can carry that. But the emes is, there can be many more problems which can make that even if he's got very small holes, very small breaches in his gaps in his mechitza, and he's not able to carry that. So I just want to speak out a couple of them. First one is the psul of Keren Zovis. What does Keren Zovis mean? Keren Zovis means, the Rishonim call it, it's a cheles mishnei ruchaseh, which means that you're missing part of two ruchas. So if you can imagine you've got two ruchas, I suppose this would be the two ruchas like that, they're meeting each other like that. So if they're touching each other, that's fine. What happens if they're not touching each other, but they're a bit apart? So there, if they're going to meet, that means that if one of them is missing one of the ruchas, that's no problem, because you can say emid maruba to the next mechitza. The problem occurs is what happens if you're missing part of one ruach and part of the other ruach. For example, you've got like this, so they're not going to meet at all. You're missing part of each. You're missing a bit of this ruach and a bit of the other ruach. Then that is a problem of Keren Zovis, which the Gemara says pista b'Keren Zovis lo avdi inchi. A person doesn't make a pesach on the Keren Zovis. The Chazanish explains what this is, one way of understanding it. Now, what does it mean pista b'Keren Zovis lo avdi? What's pshat in this psul of Keren Zovis? So he explains that the problem is that you can't see Omer Merubah if it's got nothing to meet to. So if it's missing the other wall, if it's not going to hit the other wall, it's missing it, then you've got a problem being looking at the Omer Merubah to something which is not there. You've got nothing there. It's got nowhere to say Omer Merubah to. And that Mamelo, if you've got in the corners, you've got gaps, then very often it can end up, you've got Keren Zovis. What I mean very often, how big does this gap have to be? So the mice, whether it, there's better, and there's two nakudas here in the measurement. One nakuda in the measurement is what's the distance between the two ruchas. If you've got two like this, if you took a tape measure and you went across from one to the other one, and then what exactly is the measurement? So the Chazanish says if it's four tefachim away, it's a problem. What's four tefachim? Four tefachim is, if you Chaim Noah, is 32 centimeters. It's not very much. And the Mishnah Berurah already speaks about three tefachim as well being a problem, which is 24 centimeters. So we're talking about not very much over here. You've got a small gap over here of 24, let's say 32 centimeters gap, and there can be a problem over here of Keren Zovis. 32 centimeters is a small gap. There's two measurements here. One measurement is what's the gap between them, and the other one is how much does it have to be that it's missing the other mechitza? So that means you can have like a gap like this, but it's just missing it. It's just missing it by a tiny bit. If you would continue the mechitza all the way, the gap could be 10 amas. But if you continue the mechitza all the way, it's missing it by centimeters, a millimeter. So the Chazanish says, very famously, Ein nafkusa b'shiurim. It's no nafkamina how much it's missing it. If it misses, it misses. And it's no good. So if you can picture, it's slightly out, according to the Chazanish, slightly missing. There's no nafkamina in the shiur. The reason is because the way the Chazanish understands, the problem is that you can't say imam maruba if it's not going to meet. So it doesn't help, it doesn't make a nafkamina how far out. He understands that as soon as you've got a small amount that it's missing, you've got a problem of Keren Zovis. So it's not something which is not frequent to happen. It can happen the whole time. You've got two fences or two bushes, even worse. But let's say two fences where there's a small gap at the end, and if you'd continue one of them, you'd miss. There could be a problem of Keren Zovis. The emes is that we once, when we were learning the sugya, a bit of a different sugya of Kzustra, I'm not going to go into it now, but there the Gemara also says the Lashon of Keren Zovis, which the Rishonim put the two together, and it's a bit of a different sugya, And there we had a diak in the Prima Godim and Magen Avraham that perhaps you can have more than a mashu, maybe up to three tefachim. I'm not saying it's not mefurish, and I certainly haven't seen anything mefurish about it. But akaponim, what is mefurish is what the Chazanish does say, and that is that if it's missing by even a mashu, that's a problem. I don't know if there are any reposkim who say that you can have up to three tefachim. You're not going to have more than that. So that is the problem of Keren Zovis. And this problem can be exacerbated if you've got Namashul two bushes where sometimes you can have a mechitza, even the two bushes can meet, but there can be a problem with the two ends of the bushes, each of them can have a problem that they are not good mechitzas. For example, what can be the problem? The problem can be that we've got another cloud called Bekiyas Gedim, which is if the bottom three tefachim is missing, then that part is not an oimet. What's three tefachim? 24 centimeters. So if you've got a bush, and very often it's very hard to work out in a bush which part is the mechitza and which part isn't the mechitza, but it could be that you've got gaps at the bottom, and there could be missing 24 centimeters at the bottom, which is not a lot. It's really not a lot. And if those gaps are going to be in the Keren Zovis, then you're going to have a problem, because even though the two bushes are meeting, but on each bush, on either side, you've got the two ends of them are not good mechitzas, because at the bottom you've got Bekiyas Kedim, you've got a three tefachim gap, which is 24 centimeters, and then the two are not meeting, and it comes out that you've got a psul of Keren Zovis. You can look around, and you've got three mechitzas, you're enclosed from all sides, your largest gap, you've got one small gap to be able to get in. That's all you can see. But the emes is that when the corner, there can be gaps there, which can make gaps, not necessarily gaps that you notice, but there could be gaps in the mechitza, which makes that one can't carry that. That's one of the problems which there can be with a seemingly enclosed area, but lemaisis, it's still a problem carrying that. How do you rectify Keren's office? So I think there's at least three ways that I know of. One way is, Chazanish says that if you've got your two mechitzas like this, if you put a pole in the corner where each mechitzah on either side would meet that pole. It can be quite far away. It can be 10 amas away. Nearly 10 amas away. But as long as each ruach would hit that pole, okay, so you're going to have to make sure it's going to hit it. As long as each ruach is going to hit that pole, then the Chazanish says that's no problem. So that's, can be anything. There's no shear, as long as it's a good mechitza, as long as it's oimed beruach mitzuya, it's got to be standing, it can't blow away in the wind, but there's no amount that it can be. That's one way of rectifying Keren Zovis. The other way is for Shteitzach, if you put a oimed in the corner. An oimed doesn't have to be anything big. It can be a crate, a bin, a dust. I'm saying it can be anything can form a mechitza. As long as it's going to be oimed beruach matzuya, it's not going to fly away in the wind, or it's not going to blow to a matzav where it can become possible. Because then if it's going to blow to a matzav which can become possible, even where it is now, it's a problem. But as long as you put there an oimed across, 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high. It's got to be a kosher mechitza. Then that will resolve the problem of the Keren Zovis. And a third possible way is a Surah Pesach, which is maybe harder to do, is to put a Surah Pesach in the corner, because a Surah Pesach works for Keren Zovis. Surah Pesach works even if it's more than 10 amas. Surah Pesach has got this. Doesn't have to be the same way. As long as the walls. Tiny poles, fine. As long as it's going to hit. Yeah, as long as it's going to hit.
It has to be
10 tefachim high. Correct. Yeah, as long as it's going to hit, as long as the wall is going to hit this pole, that's fine. Both walls have to hit the pole, basically. And you have to be good at aiming it. So that's how to resolve the problem of Keren Zovis. There's one other problem I want to speak about, and that's the problem of Osi Avira, the high gisa, or the high gisa, or mevata leila oimet. What does it mean, Osi Avira, the high gisa, or the high gisa, or mevata leila oimet? It means that, let's talk about the Gemara's case. The Gemara is speaking about the fourth ruach of a mavi. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. That on the fourth ruach of the mavi, you have to put a tikkun there. As we said before, you have to put something on the fourth ruach, a lechi. And it can't be that the opening is more than 10 amos. That's something you're not allowed to have. The opening on the fourth side can't be more than 10 amos. What does one do if the opening is more than 10 amos? If it's 15 amos or 20 amos, what does one do? So the Gemara suggests putting a kana, like a pole, in the middle of this long, of this big opening of 20, whereby each opening is less than 10 amos. And the Gemara says the problem is, osi avira de high gisa, the avir on this side, and the avir on this side, because it's greater, it's larger than the oimid in the middle, both sides, let's talk about it, are greater than the oimid in the middle, that's got the koyach to be mevatel, the oimid in the middle, that oimid in the middle doesn't exist. It literally makes that, you've got no oimid at all here, and that oimid becomes like avir, becomes like air. So if you've got an opening of, let's say, 15 amas, and you put an oimid in the middle, and the avir on this side, which is larger, and the avir on this side, which is larger, is going to be mevatel that oimid, that oimid doesn't exist, and normally you end up with an opening of 15 amas, like you had originally. The Ran takes this one step further, and the Ran says that what happens, he doesn't speak about this case, but I'll speak about the case, what happens if you've got an opening of, let's say, 11 amas, the whole opening, the whole width of the mavi of the opening is 11 amas, and you've got a kana in the middle of, say, 2 amas. You put it bang in the middle. So it's 2 amas wide, and your whole opening is 11 amas. So you've got 4.5 on one each side. You've got 9 amas, anybody who's good at maths, you've got 4.5 on one side, 4.5 on the other side, and 2 in the middle, which is 4.5, 4.5 is 9, and 2 in the middle is 11. It says the Ran, the 2 avirim on either side are mevatel the oimid. So how much avir do I have altogether over here? Says the Ran, I've got 11 amas of avir. Because the oimid is mitstaref to my yoisa me'esa amas. So that the concept of osi avir, the high gisa mevatel, it makes the oimid becomes avir. And this avir now makes that you've not got 4.5, 4.5, which is 9. You've got much more than that. You've got 4.5, 4.5, plus the 2 in the middle, all together making 11 amas of avir. So, what? If you put it on the side, that's the Gemara Seichatim says, what you meant to do. So the Gemara says you meant to put it further towards one side, whereby you're going to, okay, it's a bit complicated. The Gemara says that what you're going to do is you're going to put it closer to one side. So, for example, you've got a 15 amas opening, and you're going to have a wall of, let's say, 3 amas. So the Gemara says, what do? You leave a gap of 2 amas, then you put a wall of 3 amas. So that 3 is larger than the 2. So if that 3 is larger than the 2, then the 2 can't be mevatel the 3, because the 3, I'm bigger, the 3 is, the oimid is bigger, can't be mevatel it. So that 3 is going to remain. And then the rest of how big is the remaining gap? It's 10 amas, less than 10 amas. Then there's no problem. This is the psul of osi avira. Now there's a gansa shaila whether or not this problem is on the other ruchas as well. And if it is, then you can get serious problems. Chazanish holds that on any ruach, even if you've got oimim maruba laporots, if you've got osi avira dehaigisa, it's mevatel the bits in the middle. So if you can picture, you've got an oimid, you've got a ruach, I've got one ruach, and you've got broken down oimid, let's say it's a bush, so you've got 7 amas and then 4 amas, it can be broken down into many bits of what you've got, and in the middle of it, you can have, let's say, an oimid of 4, and you can have on either side of it, you can have a gap of 5 and 5, and you look at it and you say, okay, there's lots of small gaps of it, there's 1 of 5, 1 of 5, 5's not a problem. But really what's happening is, the 2 fives are mevatel the 4 in the middle, and making that you've got a pirtsa of yoseh me'esa amos. So it ends up that you haven't got Omer Merubah Laporetz, even though it looks like when you look at it from you see it looks all enclosed. There's no gaps of more than 10 amas, and there's nothing, no problem with my Keren Zovis. There's no problem with my Bekiyas Gedi'im, but I've got a different problem over here, because the Avir on either side is Mevatel the Oymed, and it makes that Oymed is as if it doesn't exist, as if it's Avir, and if it's Avir, then it's Mitztaref to the Shia of Yosem Es Amas. It comes out that I've got my overall in this Ruach, I've got a Pirates of Yosem Es Amas, which the Oymed Merubah doesn't work. Kids, to summarize, Sometimes it can look like that one's got fantastic mechitzas completely enclosed, but it can sometimes be a lot more problematic than it originally meets the eye.